U.S. Census data from the Bureau's Small Area Income and Poverty Estimates Program shows 50.8% of children of all ages in the city of Schenectady live in poverty, a line drawn at income of $22,300 or less for a family of four. That figure, representing an 11% increase from the previous year, has propelled the city into the top 10 impoverished districts in the state. Billy Easton, executive director of the Alliance for Quality Education, is troubled by the numbers.
Child poverty rates are growing in a lot of places, but Schenectady is particularly dramatic. That creates a lot of challenges for the Schenectady City Schools. It requires more resources to adequately educate students living in poverty than middle-class students. Unfortunately, while poverty is going up, the state's commitment to quality education and equity has dramatically diminished. The state has largely abandoned its commitment to funding high-need schools like Schenectady at an adequate level to meet students' needs.
Capital District Regional Planning Commission Executive Director Rocky Ferraro is alarmed, but takes an optimistic stance.
When you look at the statistics overall, you're seeing an increase in single-parent households. The higher unemployment rates are all contributing to a situation where there's going to be a higher incidence of poverty taking place. And hopefully, as the economy improves, higher-paying jobs come back into the region, that we'll start seeing some declines in those numbers. I think it's also important that we invest in education. So as we move forward to the next generation and all that, there's less likelihood of poverty taking place amongst different households.
Ferraro advises Schenectady to consider the future.
As we make investments in new technologies as we move forward. So there's always going to be instances of poverty. You're never going to totally eliminate it, but the effort has to be reduce poverty. And that's where we have to invest in young people and young families in terms of getting away from that cycle of poverty and providing them the opportunities, particular education, to get themselves out of that cycle and make for a better lifestyle in the future.
School Superintendent Larry Spring believes Schenectady needs to rethink the way it is dealing with addressing the prevalence and intensity of poverty among school-age children.
We think that it's very much tied into the local economy, tied into the notion of very high property taxes in the city, creates a very difficult economic situation with rental and housing prices and in that environment. And we think the key to that is, you know, making sure that Schenectady has somewhere in the neighborhood of a fair share of state aid, you know, close to the median of what every other school district is getting. That would allow us to cut property taxes by a third and dramatically increase services to kids in our schools.
As a young man, Senator Hugh Farley did his practice teaching in Schenectady when it was one of the most highly regarded small city school districts in the United States. He says shifting demographics have become a major problem for the school district.
They've got children that don't have any books at home, and consequently, the poverty rate and so forth is really exacerbating what they're trying to do. I'm going to do everything I can to try to get aid for the city of Schenectady. I will work hard on that issue. I have over the years. At the moment, I am trying to get a $4 million transportation aid reversed so that they could get that back. There's a lot of things that have to be done, but of course, with the hurricane and everything, some of the priorities for the state have changed. The Quality for Education came over and lobbied the governor, and he said, you can't get blood from a stone.
Farley points out that education aid depends on the state budget, which will be revealed in January. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.